I'll tell you, if we may, let's swing over here slightly and let's do a cut on this chart, if we may. Because this siege in chapter 24 that we're speaking of, the first siege happened in this chronology, 496 B.C. The siege in your generation happened in 1948 when the land, Judea, was taken. The second siege occurred in our 1954, actually came to pass in 56 when it was signed and concluded. I would have you bear in mind, and you're going to need to, that this is the siege in which Sinai, the Sinai Peninsula, was taken. All right, that's biblical and it is important. The third siege occurred in 477 B.C. The third siege A.D. occurred in 1967, which is the well-known Six-Day War. This is when the city was smitten. In these other sieges, the old city did not fall. In this third siege, it did fall. Some of you might remember pictures of the Kenites running up to the Wailing Wall in that Six-Day War in 67 and the commotion that took place there at that time. But what I'm saying, and the point I wish to make is this, on any chronology you choose to use, the battles are the exact number of years and months apart. They are an overlay. Ezekiel now stated that 14 years after the city was smitten, that's the old city, he observed the Millennium Temple being built, which was our 1981. With this being the year 1980, we will not have to wait long to see. Now also, and a point you must remember, because we're not coming back to this chart, is that in the equivalent in B.C. in 463, occurred the fall of Tyre. Now Tyre, of course, in Hebrew means rock. It is also Satan's name. Our rock is Yahweh. Their rock is Satan. So we see then a perfect overlay, a perfect plan. A coincidence? Beloved, if you believe that all that is a coincidence, then you are not one of God's elect. God's plan is perfect. It is written that this overlay would repeat itself. It has repeated itself in this generation.